Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are visiting with folks from the City Services Coalition, and they put together a lengthy report tearing apart just city government, all aspects of it, kind of redefining it, setting five priorities, and we've talked about that before. We are joined now by Lambert Boissier, Constable, First City Court, City of New Orleans East Bank, and Peter Gardner, owner of the Gardner Development Company, a construction and development company specializing in historic redevelopment in the City of New Orleans. And I'll just lay the landscape real quick. In a December 2024 survey of New Orleans voters conducted for the coalition, 80% of the respondents said that the Sewage and Water Board needs major changes, and an additional 15% said it needs minor changes, and only 2% said no changes needed at all. Big majorities of all voters, whether black, white, or otherwise, agree on this issue. There was almost little to no separation between how people felt about this, and I guess, Lambert, that's what brought this all to the forefront for you guys.
Yes, and you know, Newell, I was on the council back in the 80s, and I talked many times about consolidating Sewage and Water Board with streets because the two have to work together. And it came about, I had a pothole one time, had to be figured, filled in, and I called Streets Department, and they came out and said, yeah, but they had a water leak, they had to get Sewage and Water Board, and Sewage and Water Board said, we got to call Parkway because the oak tree root was wrapped around the pipe. So I had to get all three of them together to fill one pothole. And that's when I realized there's a lot of inefficiencies providing the services that we needed. So I talked about it years ago about how to put all it together. But now, as you can see, over 90% of the people are saying something has to change. And part of what the coalition was doing is looking at how to make that, how to have that occur. And we've got to first start with Sewage and Water Board was created by state legislation over 100 years ago. And you've got people from all over the state giving a point of view on how Sewage and Water Board ought to be run in New Orleans. So we've got to first clear that up. Not that they mean any harm. It's just that they're not familiar with the operations and what's going on. So we've got to separate us from the old legislation.
It is a little bit of a bastardized governance.
That's right. Yeah. You've got the state, right? The state's involved. The mayor makes appointees to the commission. The council makes it. And you got citizens. So you got all of this coming together. And nobody's really coordinating what should be done. So the approach we're using now is to have a clean slate and start over. We'll have a transition committee put together to look at the situation, develop plans on how to redirect it, recreate it, and then come back to the people. Well, first go to the mayor, whoever the mayor might be, and see if they'll work with us to try and get that done.
Which would require maybe some change, a constitutional amendment, also some legislative changes, and
definitely
some home rule charter changes as well.
Definitely. And that's, it has to be looked at, the legislation, what's legal, what's not legal. And then think about, you know, something brand new. If you had to start all over, how would you set up a system that would handle drainage, street repair, and what have you, and how to give it some kind of autonomy separate from the politics of the government? And that's the challenge that we have to be faced with.
Because under the existing construct, there are a number of impediments, right, from doing a whole lot of this because of what's in the Constitution, what's in state law, what's in the Home Rule Charter.
It's everything coming together is causing problems. The legislation, you have to go to the state to get changes. You've got the council who never likes to pass rate increases. You've got agencies looking for additional money. The mayor has the appointees. The governor's got something to say. You got bond approval from the bond commission. It's just so many things have to be done to move forward. So we've got to clean all of that up. And as I said, in essence, start all over with a new system. And to get there, it's going to be complicated. As you said, charter changes, legislation, the politics of creating all of this. But the public is saying something has to happen. When you get 97% saying something has to happen, I think
something. I mean, it's the numbers speak for themselves, right, as to where the public is. They don't like the present construct, right?
And
that's obvious.
You know, we had problems prior to this, but they were more administrative and functional issues. What really created a problem was the billing. When there was a change in billing from what they had, and they put in a new computer system, and staff was not properly trained on how to handle that, when people started getting billed ridiculous bills, that's really when the public got upset. And now we're in a situation where we've got to do something.
And that was, I think, the public smart enough to recognize that that's emblematic of a lot of other problems.
Yes.
Right, because that's fairly low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. And Katrina made it even worse. You know, you think about the city had water, the weight of water on the entire city for so many weeks, that kind of disrupted our whole infrastructure. And I'm sure we got leaks that we're not even aware of that have to be repaired.
Now, you guys, y'all seem to recognize the difficulty of this. As I was reading through this, and when I went through it the first time, I was kind of like, wow, that's a lot to chew. So I went back and I read it again, and I realized y'all recognize that, and that's why there's such a highlight on this transition committee, in knowing there's a whole lot of preliminary work that has to be done, right, in order to even start to really talk about what the ultimate goal is, and to see what the appetite's going to be of political players, whether or not the law allows it, the debt structure of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, how much of a high hurdle is that? You know, whether or not bondholders would have a comfort level in, you know, moving these bonds to a different entity.
We have to develop the roadmap first,
yeah,
and then ask to be separate from what we have. I think we've got to show people where we want to go and how we want to do that.
But that's a healthy process, because I think through that process, y'all going to learn a lot more.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right? I mean, it's a learning opportunity, and on any given day, if you're learning, you're moving forward.
Yeah, and it's going to take a lot. Take a lot.
So, Peter, you obviously have a lot invested here. You're in a historic redevelopment company, obviously. Your thoughts, your role of...
Well, you know, I've been doing real estate here in New Orleans for 25 years. I personally have about over 40 sewage water board water accounts that I have to manage. And, you know, just to manage the bills, I had to create a very deep spreadsheet just to manage it, to know, why am I getting a $3,000 bill this month? Like, is it because they haven't read the meter for a year? Or is it because there's an error, or is there a leak, or what's going on here? And, you know, so just being somebody who's trying to do business here, it's really challenging. But, you know, one of the things that they wanted me to look at was rate making. And how does the Sewage Water Board collect money from people? How often do they get rate increases? And, you know, as much as we maybe don't love the Sewage Water Board, I don't think anybody does, they still have to earn enough money to function. And I think
you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't agree with their practices, I get the sense that why give somebody more money when they're not doing a great job? But at the same time, you're starving it and make it even more difficult to function. And so I think that's one of the challenges as well, because the city council ultimately regulates the rates. But the city council doesn't appoint the director. The city council doesn't have any control over the operations of it other than having maybe one appointed member on the board. And so it's easy for them to say, well, you're not doing a good job. We're not going to give you a rate. And so I think there's just so many different groups that have some responsibility, but they don't own it. And until the public says, like, we've had enough, we want to – it's time to overhaul it. It's time to take this seriously. Council, what are you going to do? Mayor, what are you going to do? It's going to be a challenge, but I think we're getting to that point. I think everybody knows that enough is enough at this point, and it's time to look at a different way forward.
Ed, this may seem like a crazy question, but at some point in time, did you say to yourself, maybe I want to invest in a smart meter on my own and pay for it, and there may be a significant return on that investment for me? Because I know that, you know your properties better than most. You know what they feel like. You know what they consume. You know, if you probably ran that out, the formula, it would be like, maybe I'll just volunteer to invest in that, and I know I'm going to save money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd advocated for a while, if the city's leaking 70% of the treated water into the ground, what's the point of even having a meter? You know, like, what's the point of billing by use if you're already losing 70%? So, I mean, there's big picture items there. We have to reduce the amount we're losing, because that's expensive. But, you know, I think with the new smart meter rollout, assuming it gets done well, which I am very hopeful.
I think it's been going well thus far, though.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've definitely noticed on my properties that have got the new meters, they're consistent. And I've had some hearings on some older large bills, and they can see the usage by hour.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to be a huge milestone for Sewerage and Water Board, to be able to deliver accurate bills to people. And that's one way they can regain the public trust, in order to then say, hey, we've got your trust here. Give us your trust in other areas so we can make the needed changes.
Larry, back to you. I mean, you served on the council, right?
And Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've often said that, and what I really liked about the way that y'all, the construct of your report, is you boiled it down to five basic city service areas that y'all wanted to focus on. There's probably 100 out there, but if we can't get these five zinging, there's no way we're ever going to get the 100.
Right.
My view is that it's always been about prioritization. There's always a lot of pressure on the council and the mayor and others to give money here, give money there, to fund this, fund that. I think there has to be a day of reckoning, because we've allowed the infrastructure to become so aged that for us to catch up, it's going to take kind of a shock and awe approach, where we have to redefine what our priorities are going to be, and we got to make sure that we're funding that religiously.
It's going to be very costly, but it's needed.
Do you think that we're going to have the political will to do it, though? I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Right, and that's why I think the roadmap has to be developed.
There's also – sorry to interrupt.
Put, you know, where we kind of separate it and allow, as you say, rate making to come involved. But you're not getting rate increase.
You know, your skin's been stretched when people pulling – in multiple directions.
It's hard for us to vote.
One day you're walking down the aisle, you know, leaning right, and the other day you walk down the aisle leaning left.
Right.
You've been pulled on so much, right?
Yeah, but we never wanted to prove a rate increase, and nobody, you know, wants to pay for it. But as Rich is saying, we got to find a funding.
And the difficulty, though, is, too, and I keep making an issue out of this, and I just wish, and y'all mentioned it in the report, we have a lot of blighted property that the city is taking control of. They got to figure out, I think, a better way of getting it into the stream of commerce.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of city-owned property that's sitting empty, too. So.
Well, city-owned property. And let me tell you something. When I became sheriff, and even though I was the CFO and I was the chief criminal deputy, my boss, Harry, wasn't really big on doing an audit of ourselves. One of the first things I did when I became sheriff is I did a code compliance audit of every piece of property we had, because I believed I was working with code enforcement, which I think is the key for real estate.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I was working with code enforcement. I said, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I can't tell people that you got to do this, 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 and this when I'm not doing it to our own property. So we were surprised when we did the audit.
I don't think most cities.
It was like, holy shit, we're out of compliance. We got some work to do. So I notified the task force and said, I got to separate for about 6 months. I'm going to be back. But I got to get my properties compliant.
Well, I think a lot of cities, whether it's New Orleans, Jefferson Parish, across the country, they don't even know what they own. You know, sometimes it was donated, gifted to them. Sometimes, you know, it's adjudicated or blighted to them, and they don't know. And obviously, those are untapped opportunities. But speaking of like milestones, there is a millage coming up in the next 4 years related to drainage that's going to expire, and the citizens are going to have to vote on that. And so, I think those are the kind of times where, you know, the rubber hits the road. What's going to happen if there's no trust? People don't vote for that. So that's going to be less money for drainage, less
money. The rubber
will
definitely hit the road if that happens.
And the problem is that you can't just isolate sewage and water board. It's streets department, too.
Yeah.
And as I used to tell them, when people get water in their houses, they don't care if it came from a 12-inch pipe or a 36-inch pipe. Get the water out the house. So sewage and water board will blame streets department. Streets department blames sewage and water board, and you can't do it. You're not going to pass.
That's all noise.
Right.
When you're mopping the water, out of your house, that's just noise that they
exactly
have no interest in here.
Exactly right.
Gentlemen, I know y'all are both busy in your own right, and I thank you for your participation and contribution to the report and giving up so much time of your precious days. And we appreciate you being here with us today.
Well,
sharing this
pleasure to be on your show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And get the people to understand what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.